Chapter 1, Gifts. Throughout this book, I've made a deliberate choice to capitalize certain words: gift, give, gives, and given. I did this to highlight just how frequently these words appear in God's Word. I've experienced firsthand that it's possible to study the Word, yet miss the profound reality and revelation of God's gifts. Soon, you too will see that the Bible is filled with gifts from God. Gift, translated into Hebrew, is matana, and in Greek, it's doreia. Gifts appears approximately 80 times in the NLT Bible. Give, in Hebrew, is natan, and in Greek, didomi. Give appears approximately 1,073 times in the NLT Bible. Gives, in Hebrew, it's natan or noten. In Greek, dosis, denai. Gives appears approximately 111 times in the NLT Bible. Given, in Hebrew, is natun, natin, and in Greek, it's dedomenios. Given appears approximately 754 times in the NLT Bible. We organized all these scriptures into six categories. 1. Land. 2. Life. 3. Family. 4. Increase. 5. Empowerment. 6. Everything. During my study, I noticed three things. 1. There are more verses about God giving us land than anything else. 2. The word you is included all throughout God's gifts. 3. The word ask is also included in God's gifts. You'll see this laid out in the chapters of this book. Chapter 1, Gifts. Chapter 2, You. Chapter 3, Land. Chapter 4, Life. Chapter 5, Family. Chapter 6, Increase. Chapter 7, Empowerment. Chapter 8, Everything. Chapter 9, Ask. Chapter 10, Depend. In addition to these, thousands of verses declare God's gifts even without using the word gives. For example, "And we have received God's Spirit, not the world's Spirit, so we can know what wonderful things God has freely given us." 1 Corinthians 2:12, NLT. Thank God for this gift too wonderful for words. 2 Corinthians 9:15, NLT. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. James 1:17, NLT. These facts highlight the vital importance of life-changing discipleship. Can you see how every follower of Christ should understand and put them into practice in their lives? This book doesn't revolve around the notions of entitlement or attempting to control God. It also doesn't solely emphasize materialistic gifts. A genuine gift is undeserved, without any strings attached, and without any manipulation of return. A true gift remains just that, a gift. James 1:17 NLT says, "Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father." God's gifts are good and perfect. They are freely given, devoid of any hidden agendas or attempts to secure something in return. Those gifts from God are genuinely unconditional. It honors Him when we understand, expect, and receive His gifts. Our reliance on His gifts rather than our own abilities is a profound way to honor God. In the next chapter, you will see God's gifts are for you. Chapter 2, You. One of the potential tragedies of this book would be to agree that God desires to give to everyone else but you. It takes faith to believe God wants to give to others. It takes greater faith to believe God wants to give gifts to you. Unfortunately, some believers even argue that God's promises